Welcome. I am Ambika Devi, your expert astrologer and mind tamer, here to answer all of your questions about relationships, relocation, career, and timing for individuals, couples, and businesses. I have published in periodicals since 1987, and I have appeared on the Learning Channel as a relationship expert astrologer. Visit ambikadevi.com. That's ambikadevi.com, and find all of my newest happenings, interviews of me, my books, and subscribe to my blog. While you're there, visit my calendar and set up your next appointment. I look forward to seeing you. And remember, the stars are here to guide us, and I am your navigator. Muladhara, the root chakra. We are connected to an invisible web. This joins us to all sentient beings and to each other. Think of this in the way that mushrooms connect via mycelium, the diaphanous threads that create a network of fine white phyla. If you have ever been in an aspen forest, you have witnessed the myriad of trees springing forth from one unified root. In my own front yard, a male live oak tree shoots out suckers that replicate the main tree in an identical cloning type fashion. Given that we have numerous ways to witness these connections in nature surrounding us, I find that I'm often wondering why we have a difficult time accepting our connection to all of humanity, to all of nature, and to all that is. Why is it that we feel lonely or so disconnected? Could it be that we're suffering from a form of amnesia? Have we forgotten about this connection? Many spiritual practices focus on the ideas of love and acceptance, though they do not often state that this is to be all things, and really get into the truth of the idea, which is, as a teacher of mine once stated, that we must learn to love the ugly. The truth is that proactive tools and guidelines are set in place to remind us that our true purpose here, experiencing life in a human form, is to find love. Love for one another, love for all things, and especially love for self. Many search for their soulmate. In physics, we do see that all particles indeed have a mate and that they affect each other. However, I question as to whether they must be in an intimate partnership or entanglement at all times. There are many obstacles in the pairs of opposites that trip us up. These fool us into categorizing likes and dislikes and encourage judgment. How then are we to find acceptance? Muladhara chakra is considered the root of existence. It is the connection portal that weaves us into the web of everything that is. Through this energetic center, we are able to become grounded and centered. This chakra possesses four petals, each with sacred sounds from the Sanskrit alphabet, and a bija mantra, seed sound, at its center. In my next post, I'm giving you a long guided meditation to help you connect with Muladhara chakra, your sacred centering point, so that you can experience your connection with all that is. If you love what I'm doing, I appreciate you clicking my donation button. Thank you for being a loyal reader and listening follower of my podcast. It is my mission of peace, and your support of my work keeps me going. With love, Ambika Devi, helping you navigate the roadmap of life. Hari Om Tat Sat. This is Ambika Devi. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to visit my site and subscribe to my blog so you catch every new article I release. Visit my calendar and set up your first appointment with me so that we can take you on the path of transformation. The link is in the show notes.